And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. We're going to have a chat about the Preston Market and what's going on there. G'day, Gatiano Greco. You're prepared to have a little chat with me. You're from the council. You're a councillor in Darabin Council. But we're going to have a chat about your views, your independent views about what's going on in regards to the Preston Market. The Victorian Planning Authority, the VPA, have given directions to fast track a proposal to green light developments on the Paran Market, the Preston Market site. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, hi, Annie. Thanks for allowing me to express some views about the Preston Market. Yeah, look, the most recent thing that's going on that just got announced this week. Was that the VPA, the Victorian Planning Authority, has revised its original plan for the Preston Market site, and it's come back with saying that we're going to reduce the heights on the site, from 20 to about 14, and a few other changes that it's going to introduce. But the essential point, the fundamental point, is that 80% of the market is still going to be demolished. So whilst they've said that, we've revised our plans, given the community feedback, because they had a process of submissions where 386 submissions were put into the VPA. Basically, I actually went through all the submissions and basically, there's only like half a dozen submissions supporting the original proposal. All the other submissions to, just leave the market alone, leave the footprint of the market. We want to save the existing market. We don't want a new market. And but the VPA has basically ignored what the fundamental opposition was and just given us a bit of window dressing, a bit of greenwashing, and just saying, oh, we're just going to reduce a few of the height. And also the other thing that the VPA and its revised plans have said that instead of 2,200 dwellings on the site, is reduced as down to 1,200. And if I could just say this, Annie, is that whilst the VPA revised plans, seem to be, a reduction in height and density and volume and things, but what I believe that they've done is that they put out an outrageous ambit claim right at the outset.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me too.
Look over here, and then come back later on saying, oh, now look here, we've listened to you, we've reduced this, reduced that, but the fundamental point about saving the Preston Market, which is the soul of Preston, still 80% of that's going to be demolished, and they're completely silent on that.
Well, the Save the Preston Market Action Group has actually said that very similar they see it as a red herring, and in fact, it's they see that it's a precursor to something that's happened in other municipalities, like the Moonee Valley, when they lost their market, for example.
You're spot on, and that's a great example. I mean, a few decades ago, there was a wonderful market out there in Moonee Ponds, actually, and what happened, similar, it's almost history replaying itself. They're saying, oh, yeah, look, we want to save the market and we're going to have a market. And so they just kept saying, the developers at the time just kept saying that. And then as they slowly got their proposal across the line, what then we saw, and which is evident today, that the market completely disappeared off the face of the earth in Moonee Ponds.
Like chipping away.
Exactly. It's just like this war of attrition, So at the outset, even in Preston Market, the VPA is saying, oh, but there's going to be a market there. And the key word is a market, not the existing market. So it all hinges on this, whether we're going to have the existing market or an A market. So the VPA said, "Oh, we're going to have an aim. We're going to have a market there," and so they're saying this at the outset, but then the only historic example we have is Moonee Ponds Market. In terms of where this will land, then in 10 years' time, would the market still be on the would the market still be on the drawing board? Let alone not only the existing market, but any sort of market still be there on that site.
So it's sort of rolling over the bones of the history of the people that built this place.
Oh, look, spot on. And look, it's a 50-year history, or actually 52 years. You know, just a little bit of history I think your listeners will be interested in. At the time when the market was built, when we have to understand, the market was built on private land. It's always been private land. But at the time when the market was built in the late 70s, it was built as an open-air, purpose-built market. And at the time, people were saying to the developer at the time, saying, "Oh, look, you're mad. Why do you want to build an open-air market? You've got to go down the American trend of having these,
malls,
like, you know, your Northland sort of boxed-in air-conditioned." And the guy, I must say, at the time, you know, he had a bit of a vision. He said, no, I want to build a market because I know it's going to be successful. The guy was, Eastern European, so he knew, you know, that, you know, what markets bring, you know, for different cultures. And it's been a successful market ever since, and it's been basically an icon for the Preston area. And mind you, we have to understand that Preston market is the second biggest market after Victoria market. If you go north of Victoria market, there's no other market of the stature of Preston market.
Well, I have to say, it's cheaper and better, perhaps, even in a
village. Yeah, and it's got a much... As a little boy, I used to work at Victoria market when I was a little boy. My uncle had a fruit shop there. And Preston market still maintains that, you know, that sort of working class, that, mixture of people that, hasn't been sort of gentrified or overly uppified and things like that. And you have a beautiful mix of people, which is a beautiful blend that you see. You know, you can see the waves of migration there. You can see the young people moving in and coming to the market. And it's got this wonderful, casual, you know, feel about it, unlike if it was to be turned into more like a shopping centre. You feel like, sometimes I do, you know, when you go to shopping centres, like everyone's walking through a catwalk there.
Well, actually, I don't go to shopping centres because of exactly what you're just saying. But I was going to say, it really leads to this thing about nothing to hold on to in a social sense. If everything looks the same, if the zombie towers take over, people don't actually have any patterning to hold on to.
You're spot on, and it's interesting, you know, at Preston Market, when you talk to people, it's not only a market, again, for the local people of Preston. People come from all over the place to Preston Market, you know, from Point Cook. There are some people I've met there that come down every couple of weeks, yes, to see family, but they come from, some of the country areas, from Benalla and places like that. And where do they head off to when they come down? They head off to Preston Market. Why? Because it's different. It's got a different feel. They don't just want to go and visit another shopping centre, which is, you know, you can be in Melbourne or Adelaide or Rome or Madrid or, you know, wherever, or, you know, California. You know, Preston Market has its own personality.
Yeah, the Save the Preston Market Action Group actually had a plan that they put forward, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked about that. And look, they've done a lot of work, and I really commend the guys there from the Preston Market Action Group. And recently what they did was, and it was all done on a voluntary basis, some urban planners and architects got together and actually devised a community vision for the market. And what the community vision basically puts forward is that to make the market a market site, you know, that it becomes a civic centre, if you like, you know,
yeah,
and has a very sort of a civic feel about it, and the market being, you know, the central hub of that. Also, what the Save the Preston Market are advocating, which I think has a lot of merit, is that given the importance of the market to the community, you know, the state government really needs to consider public acquisition of the market. Why? Because the market over the years, even though it's been operating on, you know, the private market, it's taken on a strong public persona. So what the Preston Market Action Group are saying is that there is a public good or a public interest in for the state government, maybe together with the council, is to publicly acquire the market and put it in public hands, similar to Vic Market and Paran Market. Because what the Save the Preston Market Action Group say is that that's the only way that you can really save the market into the future, if it is in public hands and like that, and ensures, you know, that the survival of the market into the future.
Thanks very much for talking to us today, Gaetano.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and thank you for your interest in the market. Yeah.